Hi, this is Jenny Turco. I'm 55 years old and I live in Southgate, Michigan, USA. In August 2011, I was searching on YouTube for what Adi Ashanti had to say on insanity because I felt like I was going nuts due to the spiritual search. And one of John's videos came up. I couldn't believe that John was also desperate to stop the search many years ago. What he said made so much sense that this looking at myself was all I needed to stop holding my life at arm's length and to stop feeling at stake and threatened by life. I knew immediately that this is what I needed to hear. I knew I had been searching for me all along. I was so excited and thrilled to have discovered just me. I really didn't have to do much to try to get the first look. I recognized myself right away. I recognized that this is how it has always felt to be me. When John talked about recalling a childhood memory in which I knew I felt like me, I could recall several memories immediately, and I recognized myself as always having been here. For weeks and months afterwards, I watched John on video, listened to John's talks, and read what John had to say on a daily basis. At first, there was smooth sailing. Then things became much more difficult, and as the recovery was underway, now I see the hard times as times when all my buried and repressed stuff comes up to the surface for release. It hasn't been easy, but it does get easier and easier as more of the burdens of the past are released. I don't do anything with the stuff that comes up. I just acknowledge it and move on. I have found it very helpful to acknowledge how the stuff makes me feel at stake right now. Whatever I'm upset about can almost always be traced to feeling at stake right now. What works for me is letting the process of recovery run itself. I've been able to recognize that the looking and the recovery takes care of itself. What doesn't work is trying to make things happen. I don't make myself look if I don't want to. I don't listen to John talk if I don't want to. In essence, I try to honor what's here right now in the moment and take care of whatever is going on right now. I have found and continue to find that I am right here always. I never change, and nothing, no matter how horrible or wonderful, touches me. I can't be found out there somewhere, not in a book or a relationship or an experience. I don't have to do anything to be me. I am always me. Life is an adventure, not a self-improvement plan. There's nothing to gain or lose, become or understand. I am slowly coming to see that I don't need saving from life. I am not a work in progress. I fully exist now. I don't need to become worthy of existence. I think all along I just wanted validation. Now I can provide that for myself. I exist. I like what David Parrish said. I am the universal I, having a human experience as a separate I.